Blog Talk Radio.
Pray and let them know that we alive, that on the air for another installment of the show.
All the advice that can be in the world, all the hidden that can down at the door, all the big chains taken to the floor. Give me more, give me more. I can tell now what you want to know. Are you ready for the motherfucking show? All these elements, why should I waste them? All of your big chips, give them a chance. All this time now, who should I give it to? Which one of them should I pick for? I jump up in the shoes of an oversized pun. Now, I'm telling you all of this, what you really want. Cooking, cleaning, all of the pleasing. Body, grooming, nigga, I'm feeding. Bad, but you're vigorous, ready for the show. Happy to cut so I can go.
Where we're always here for the motherfucking shit. It is April 13th, 2020, and we are here for another installment of Petty Mondays, where we're going to talk about all the shit that's going on Big O. We're going to talk about all the shit that's going down on Facebook. We're going to talk about why the girls was talking about Tamaya's body, why Asia and Katrina and Tamaya and all the girls was going at it on the legendary icon London Me Aki Mugler's panel. I have all the videos, honey, and the screen records from that, honey. We're going to talk about the one and only, the icon, Milan Christopher, coming up on Bingo, as I told y'all, on Mother's Taste panel, and being a two-headed snake this thing, and how he was going to use the girls and manipulate the girls, honey, and start his own house, Miss Day, and kick the girls to the motherfucking curve, Miss Day, girl. Oh, yes, and how he's now has a house here, a family here on Bingo, honey, on Bingo, and how it's all going to play out, honey. Why is the Milans going to be at the mains the way they are? It's going down here, Miss Thing. Make sure y'all share this live. Make sure y'all invite y'all girlfriends. It is Petty Mondays, where I can be as petty as I want. Shouts out to everybody that's watching, that came over from FB. Shouts out to everybody that is on Blog Talk. I also have my Blog Talk number up as well, and that number is 646-668-8783, and if you can't get you a seat on the panel here, you can always call that number, that's 646-668-8783, and always be a part of the show. Listen, I have multiple things, honey. Let me see, honey. Oh, baby, my panel is so full. I'm waiting for my host, but let me bring Miss London up. Bring London up. Oh, let me bring Mother Tay up, baby. We are here, honey. Who else? Let me see. I waited for my co-host, Jason. Yeah, this is gonna be real messy. This is Petty Mondays, honey. Okay, Jason, if you're around, I see the girls are calling into the Blog Talk phone number as well, honey.
London.
Let me bring my sister Tayana up. I need Amaya, if you out there, you listening. Oh, wait, and she's here. Let's get into that, honey, okay?
Hey.
Yes. Let's see. Honey, hold on, honey, wait. Baby, let me see who else is on this panel. Oh, hold on, let me bring my girl up here on this panel.
Hey, Tayana.
Jason, Amaya, where y'all at? I need y'all on the phone line. I need y'all on the boards. Yeah, let me get the bingo girls. Who's in the app that's a bingo girl so I can bring the bingo girls up here, honey?
Bring Savannah up here,
because
I
want to
know what she
got to
say, because she always...
Savannah, if you out there, you listening? Because, yeah, Savannah did have a lot to say on Milan's panel. Whoever got the echo, I need y'all to fix that echo. Please give me that echo.
And Kelly don't get no rich admin, bitch. So what's up?
Ain't nobody got no admin over here, bitch.
Thank you, Savannah.
Okay. Baby Savannah, if you out there listening, I need you up here, Savannah. Okay, I'm waiting for my two co-hosts. I don't know where they at, but until they come,
Family Shield,
I'm going to add this person and one of my co-hosts seat until they get here. And I'm going to add this person into one of my...
Yes, Steven. What's up, number six?
What's that, number one?
Okay. So hold on. Let me mute everybody real quick. You know, this is the only time that I mute people. I don't normally mute people. So let me tell y'all how this go. Okay, over here on the Jess Kelly Network on Petty Mondays, how we do it over here is when I speak, I'm the host. my show in the background. Y'all see Jess Kelly, okay? When I speak, no one else speaks. If you speak over me, bitch, you will be eliminated from my panel. When someone speaks on my panel, we're not going to sit here and mute the whole panel for this person to speak and for that person to speak. I don't do that over here on this motherfucking network. What I do is everybody will be unmuted. Everyone will speak one by one. When one person starts speaking, the other person will speak. We will act like respectable adults over here, and I will treat y'all like that. I'm not going to treat you like a child and have to mute the whole panel, because that's not what I do over here. Okay, we're going to keep it cute, we're going to keep it mute, and we're going to have a great motherfucking time over here on the motherfucking show, honey. Hold on, let me bring this person up. Okay, so let me unmute everybody. So let me start with this. So let me start with this, London.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my screen down, honey, because I don't know if y'all was on, London's Live the other day. So I wasn't on London's Live the other day, but someone took it upon themselves to make a fake Instagram page and send me all the tea that happened on London's Live, because I didn't know what was going on, and I was flabbergasted. So I'm going to let y'all see exactly. So if y'all don't know what happened on London's Live, I'm going to let y'all see exactly what happened on London's Live.
Whoever came to you with that negative energy or said anything like that to you or whatever, that's all wrong. I never said anything about you. I never mentioned your name or nothing. Was your name brought up where I was at? Yes, it was. Did I say it? No, I did not. Did I teach me? Yes, I'm human.
Okay.
I never said nothing about you in that challenge. I speak to Ayana, and I speak to my Asian, when me and my Asian speak, and I speak to my girl family. I didn't speak to no faggots, no tweens, no fence queens, no nothing. So that's what I'm trying to understand where this is coming from.
Sunday, you know, I definitely, it's like this. Between like enough is enough. Like, it's just like regardless, like you, even how you, what you're doing right now, you're trying to put a continuous tool on the show that you can finally get. It's
no, like, I'm not putting it on the show. That's the thing.
It's like,
I'm
like,
not putting it on the show.
Hold on,
hold on,
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, why is she trying to get people to keep laughing, right? Why keep saying it? She knows what she's doing. Like, she's trying to be a key for the kids. I'm not dumb. You can't play. Like, all of that is not necessary. Because, you know, she's too old for that.
What's this? I wasn't on the phone for that. And Chantel, Katrina, Asia, Treasure, Geese, Mercedes, everybody knows that I have never been no motherfucking liar. I'm not going to come to no bitch and tell no bitch no motherfucking story if the story is not true. Bitch, I still love Asia down. We went through whatever we went through. I just know where I stand with the whole situation. Same thing for me. I know we can move forward.
I'm begging y'all. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Katrina. You want to unmute it? Katrina. Can you hear me?
No, I didn't come up. About whatever we had about. We know the conversation that we had about whatever we had the conversation about. Now, when I went back and I said whatever I said to the people about the conversation, I have no control over the way it was brought to nobody.
It's on her. You had nothing at all to do with that.
Okay. And for you to say I don't understand.
Group chat. Don't do that. Because if we had a group chat, we'd be talking about bitches too. I ain't talking about this. I should blame. about your ass. I did say that. I said, oh, my God, it's Cam. Whoever came to you with that negative energy.
Wait, so hold on. Okay, so I'm back. So what? Let me come back. Hold on. Let me. That's Nova. Hold on. Let me unmute the whole panel. So, London, can you please let us know what was going on? They're talking about the ass and the girls going at it. I'm going to let London go first, and then Asia can go because Asia was a part of it. That's my grand. She was a part of it. So what was going on that night on your panel?
Well, let me just say first, I'm really, really hurt. I'm hurt because the purpose of that was not to make a spectacle out of anything that they were going through. It was so that we as trans people face together and, you know, and actually talk and do it in a way that was, even though it was given emotional labor and letting people know it was a way that can educate other people and educate younger girls and just let people see and understand. Oh, yeah, but I'm sorry. I get sensitive about stuff like this, but it was a way that people could get together and talk about the issues and not be a problem. And I feel like anybody that looked at it, and we gave a clear disclaimer, this is not for entertainment value. This is not this is to bring love amongst each other. And it just hurts that people would take and record that and make a mockery out of the ladies that shared their vulnerability, their humility, and their emotional labor face that was so public. They were trying to be adults.
Somebody has an echo. Everybody, I don't want to mute y'all, but can everybody mute yourself? Because I don't want to mute everybody, because that's not what I do over here. Can everybody mute themselves, and we'll come back when I call on you.
Okay, that's better. So basically, it was supposed to be a space that allowed for the ladies to be vulnerable, and somebody's not muted. Somebody in this thing is not muted. I'm looking at their thing and they're not muted.
It's not the lady. It's not the lady.
Somebody's not muted in their phone.
Hold on. I don't like to mute everybody. Go ahead, London. London, you and Asia is unmuted.
Okay. So, basically, you know, we were all just having a regular conversation. We were talking about Samantha James. We're talking about the situation with her, you know, penis out and her ass exposed. And we were discussing. Do we feel as though that, you know, it's able to do it? And it went from there to, it went from that to asking, get everybody to talk about real shit that's going on in your life. And so then she directed it over towards Asia and then took Asia's mind and discussed their concerns with each other. And they both aired out what they had to do, say what they had to say. But there were people in the comments who were egging it on, who were saying things in the comments, and then I said, well, then let's bring up, if y'all have so much to say, let's bring up the person. So when they talked about the comments, it was the perfect time for somebody to see the stars, and it was great. Like, they were able to kind of salvage. They were able to, I was like, this is salvageable. We can work through this. It's salvageable. Let's go ahead and talk it out. Everything was great. What I don't like and what I'm not for is when they left my panel, they went over to another panel afterwards, and they bashed that girl and were talking about her, and I proceeded to be like, reading to my, whatever they were doing, and that was not the purpose of sitting in my space. I don't care what people do elsewhere, but in my space, because I'm not into all that shit. Don't sit in my space or sit in my space to act like everything is okay and everything is all right, and everyone's saying hypocritically they don't think that this girl is going, she's going to continue doing it, and then you go to another page and leave from where you were and then continue it on and be as hypocritical as you were saying that she was. You know what I'm saying? Like, that to me, I found a problem with, and it just hurt my feelings, but I thought that y'all were, and everybody was in a good, you know, space. Asia was very clear about who she didn't want to deal with. Like, she let it be known, look, I don't want to be bothered after this. Everybody who didn't want to be bothered with people, they already said they didn't want to be bothered with them, but they didn't want to be bothered, and it was fine. But why go to another space and then it turned into something else, and that was it.
Okay, Asia, you're unmuted. Wait, hold on, wait. It says, Asia, you got to unmute yourself. You're unmuted on your side, Asia. Go ahead.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, London, I think that what you were doing, you had good, great attention with the situation, but for me, knowing the girls, the whole situation was a fake situation, not on your behalf, but the whole entire situation, because there was people weren't even on the phone call that needed to be on the phone call that needed to have these conversations with these individuals. Like, as far as Nicole didn't bash, but she definitely went on there. She had to save her peace. she wasn't so smart. She felt about the whole situation with her mind, because that was also her daughter. When she woke up, your lie was ended. So she had feelings that she wanted to speak about, and that's why Kamaya made another lie for her to speak about. And the situation with me and Tamaya, our situation is not a crazy situation. It's like, one minute she's fake, one minute she's real, and I'm not a vote. I'm just a regular person that's like, I like you to stay one way. Either we cool or we not. Like, I don't do it in the middle. Like, I'm not that type of that. Either you fuck with me or you don't. They don't ask me about your business. That's the person I am. And if you're not, you know what I'm saying? So when it came to the Katrina situation, like, that's not a situation I can't even discuss, because we are not friends. We're not trying to be friends. Like, it's a dead. It's really under the rug. Like, it's clipped. Like, with me and her situation. My age, I think we grew up together. We are working on our relationship, and she decides to not whatever, that's up to her. But everything else is fine on my behalf. But I definitely think that other people, I don't think people were bashing mine and other group. I think they just want to discuss how they felt with the whole situation. They had things that they wanted to talk about that they didn't get to talk about when you're alive, because when you came on, when she got up, you were asleep. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, that was the part they were talking about. Personal bills. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, I was gagging how they were talking about the girls being in the hospital and the girl's body.
I'm not going to write somebody, but I'm not going to do. Like, when you are talking, Ada, y'all weren't real personal things. Like, even when you and Katrina really, y'all weren't talking, it wasn't like necessarily like personal attacks. Like, I was in the middle of it, so I was not going to stop them. I was going to allow the personal attack to create, because I love, like, every one of y'all, I wasn't going to let them personal attack.
Honestly, like, that situation, those words were done on your platform at first. Like, if you think about it, like, London was talking about the hospital situation on your live, and then basically everything that was happened on Kamaya's live, people just want to continue what they were talking about. But I even said on your live, like, we've been trying to fix this relationship for years. Like, people, this bingo is not going to fix it. People just want to be messy. That's the only reason why people even got it.
Yeah.
Mm. So what can we do? What can we do to get this situation resolved with y'all ladies outside of sitting on a panel? What can we do to get this resolved so all of y'all can come back together and be one as a collective unit? Because y'all are your own individuals and y'all categories and everything, and y'all, even though y'all in separate houses, outside of that, we need y'all to be together as one. So what is it that myself and London can do to get y'all all back on the same page?
Well, a lot of us were never on the same page. A lot of us act like we're friends, but we don't really even like each other. I honestly think that
right.
There was no other way to do it. There was no way to, like, say nothing. We tried to have, like, personal conversations, and it's like everything is never really addressed. So that's why I personally went to the FBI one by one, and I said, how do you feel about this person? Because I know who has what.
Tap your screen, tap your screen, tap your screen.
I know who has what with what. So that was my person, that was my reason of pinpointing certain things and kind of like calling certain stuff out and like kind
Where's
of putting
you in the
voice message
Kelly,
yes. How they feel or whatever they feel.
Rima in the comments said the girls will give one stream of energy on an app and a total different vibe in person. So, Rima, what did you mean by that? Put a name on it, sis.
Put a name on it. Hold on, number eight. I'm going to put you down. I'm going to bring some of the girls in so we can get this on here, honey, because Kamaya, they said she had another part on her show. So let me bring Kamaya up here.
Like, when you got knocked, people, like, it's one thing when my
think y'all weren't saying people's names, like y'all weren't getting at the people, like personal, like real friends. It was just basic bullshit, like superficial stuff. But to be talking about personal stuff, like to say where somebody living, anything like that is getting crazy.
Period. Well, I was
in there,
gagging. I was just doing my 2 hours. So,
I'm not saying, I'm not saying it's your thing. I'm just saying that everybody was saying that she would be the one to do that, and I'm just saying that she wasn't the one doing that at the time.
Everybody that was viewing it basically went from your
lobby to
my
lobby
and put a lot
more
about
it once
they saw my age on there.
Yeah, I don't. So, like I said at the beginning, before the rest of y'all got up here, what can we do to get all of you girls on a cordial page that if we see y'all see each other out at a ball or at a club?
I don't think there's nothing y'all can do.
Ooh.
There's something we gotta work on.
Well, I need y'all for somebody that's been out in the scene for 25 years, okay, I want y'all to be able to be cordial with each other when y'all see each other out at a club, y'all are bored, y'all say hi and bye, y'all ain't got to be girlfriends, but all of this catty shit, we need to stop, because in our community, we're being slaughtered by the trade and all different types of people and stuff. We need to stick together as a whole. So, you know,
That's the thing right here. Everyone
is cordial in person, and then everyone has these so-called, and they had problems on social media and on these apps. That's
the confusing part right
here.
That's the part I don't understand.
Like, why do everybody got to beef and put on the show and have a storyline for the fucking
ad? That's the part that's confusing. Because if it's a happy birthday, you on social media, then y'all would have an issue
want
to ask that you don't even know about. They
got
to start there.
Well, I need y'all to start there. And we have to, number one, I'm going to have to get rid of you, number one, and bring my co-host. My co-host is here. And bring my co-host in, number one. Sorry.
Tell me what Katrina just said. What they were doing just now was exactly what Katrina is saying. Like, let me tell you something. There's a lot of people. We live in a day and age that is shaped by social media. Everything everybody does is either fake, narcissistic, or whatever they live. And people go get surgery to look like they have filters. We live, look at what we're doing. Everybody lives in a social media world. Everything you do is around. So at the end of the day, like, people are talking about something, don't do what you do on social media. Fuck that. Even if you don't do it, look at what somebody just sent Kelly. What happened there, somebody sent it to her. So it's like, it's going to exist. Things are going to exist. They were being mature women and mature. They were all being mature women trying to fix this on that thing. And I would commend every last one of them because they were trying to work it out and doing it in a way not to exploit themselves, but they were doing it to teach the other girls it is possible to do this. This was them giving their emotional labor. They were sacrificing their business to let people know that we can work together. And even though Katrina and Asia were not able to come to an agreement right then and there, they both acknowledge that they are able to be cordial and that they just don't, you know, they don't really rock. You know what I'm saying? They don't rock, which is good. It's fine. But it's better than they get it there because where else would they have done it? They're not going to have to watch each other the same person. You know what I'm saying? All the time or see each other. But it was that was their place to do it. And my Asia acknowledged that and saw that they were all in the same space and decided to be a conduit to bring the conversation. I thought that everything, I'm not going to joke, I thought everything was amazing even before we were about to leave. Even when we brought Angelina up, who's younger, and I asked her, I believe that younger girls have a point and a viewpoint, and it should be heard. And I just was asking her, just talk her input. How does she view, you know, the previous generation? Like, how do you see them? You know, what goes on, what happens? Even if her opinion is her opinion, it's still, if her opinion is valid. But I just like to engage people because I think that that's the ultimate way to fix a lot of this stuff, is to hear all these different viewpoints and to let the people that are watching, because the people that are watching be the main motherfuckers instigate. The same motherfucking 1,479 that's watching above be the same fuckers that will love you, love her, and then when you're gone, go behind the next bitch back and run your mouth and try to get you fighting her. So I wanted them to see publicly that these girls do get along and that y'all can't try no more wedges in between them. That was the point.
Right, and like I told my agent in Asia, or whatever the case may be, I didn't want to get, but you know, after a while, you know, we just get very much, all right, y'all, you looking at this, y'all are really good, so we're probably going to pay for our shit, but like I told my agent in Asia, like, I'm like, look, I told the viewers.
it was about my age and age, I was like, y'all see them on here, and y'all can see a kid, y'all understand what a kid should be as an athlete, they are, that's fine. So, like, y'all can't see it and judge them, or judge them on how they are, because I'm like, they're
fine. Tap your bag, tap your bag, tap your bag.
I'm like, that y'all have, they have their years in as best friends, so they're going to say what they want to say, and yes, it might cut deep, but at the end of the day, they know how their relationship is. So it's like, who is anybody who comes in and tries to, like, you know, try to intervene into that? They have to work on that themselves. And
yeah.
I feel like there's two grown adults that can work on it themselves. And this is just a gap in their friendship.
Okay, so what I'm gonna ask you, what I'm gonna ask each one.
Rima's in the comments saying she don't agree, but Rima, you hold on a second, Rima, I see you in the comments saying.
Four. I don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say that is not in my circle. No say.
Like I'm confused.
Anything that anybody has to say that doesn't have to do with personality. Like those callers are disbelievers.
About to switch over into the next topic. So what I want to say is, in closing remarks, can started with Traniana. What is your closing remarks on this topic?
I just feel like with my section of girls, there is a lot of shit that needs to be put on the table between everyone, so that there is a clear understanding of where it is or isn't going to go.
Okay.
I've been around these girls for 15 years. Regardless, I speak to them today. Don't speak to them ever again. They're still going to be my sister. We don't have to be friends, but we're still going to be sisters, and I'm just fine with that.
Katrina.
I just wish everybody the best. I don't have no shade or beef with anybody. I'm going to live my life, and everybody just live their life, too.
Asia.
This situation, number two, I don't mind us having that type of conversation, like us, you know, bringing everything to the table and us having that conversation. Me and number three, we just think, you know, I think we have an understanding that it's like she stay her way, I stay mine, that it's
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. And I just wish everybody blessings and the positive energy.
Kamaya.
Me and Katrina's situation, we're fine. I guess we talked about it, and we ended it there on the line. But as far as, like, stick to number two, like, I love them so much, and I would really love to see them, like, become to their relationship, because, like, when I first came out, it was giving my Asia and Asia. So, like, I would really love to see them, like, really work on their stuff like that, because they are friends. And, I mean, like I said, best friends, they go through shit, they say shit to each other, they take low blows, or whatever the case may be, and despite it was done on social media, I mean, like, it is what it is, and that's something that they're going to have to resolve, and they're both grown adults, so I feel like they can work things out. I feel like they can. I think they are very mature, and they have the vernacular to get to that point where they can sit down and talk. So, I agree.
And last but not least, the icon, London Miyake Mugler. Take it away, close it out.
The words of Katrina, bingo. We all want this bingo. I don't know what's going on.
What's this bingo?
What I'll say is this. I love all of them, and I really want to see them, but especially, those two are best friends. And one thing I will say is that when you have a best friend, a lot of times as you grow and you transition and you become whatever, sex, all these other people, you still, that one part of you still remains the same to your best friend. Like, that's the person that knew you when nobody knew who you were, right?
Yeah.
But just your organic stuff, when nobody was screaming and shouting your name, that person knew you. And so y'all have a certain bond and a certain, like, camaraderie that will never go away. And you cannot allow, you know, the cheers or the roars or the applause or even the fucking people talking down and the boos to break you apart, right? Because your love is stronger than the two, right? So the other thing is that I also know the beauty of a parent, right? And so as a trans
then you're like, fuck. But when you have a chosen family, you choose your mother or you choose your child, y'all chose each other, and that in itself is special, and you can't allow anything to come in between that, and you got to have the same respect for the person that you chose because you chose them. So y'all got to have that same respect for each other, so I don't like to see mothers and fathers or children and their kids in the community fighting each other. That has to stop right then and there, because you had the choice, right? The other thing I would like to say is that I want to thank them. I want to actually pay homage and to all the girls that, you know, came into that space and to all these people to watch them, to give their emotional labor, their vulnerability, their humility, and let people see that they are human, that they are real, that they cry, they have feelings, because that in itself is a lesson. If that in itself will uplift the girl that's maybe in the comments and sitting at home right now watching on her chin and she want to kill herself, because I've done a lot and seen people saying they have ideations and they want to kill. Someone who's actually in this thing right now and watching it right now who told me themselves they were having IEDs, and the one that he clicked on me, and it stopped them from doing what they were doing to themselves. So I thank all of them because they could have saved the fuck life.
Okay. I want to thank all you ladies for coming in. Can y'all please go back into the comment section? And we about to get on the bingo tea, honey. It's a lot of bingo tea. That's bingo tea that's going on, honey. We about to get into that tea. So if you're down in the comment section, honey, if you're down in the comment section and you better get into the bingo tea, let's bring it up. Can someone please get me Lady Red up here? I need Lady Red up here because they say she got a lot to do with this tea that's going on. Mother knows. Mm-hmm. How do you... Okay, so I waited for Lady Red. Once we get Lady Red, so the tea that's going on is... So for the last week and a half, since all the new ballroom girls have came to Big O, okay, it's been a lot going on, honey, okay? And then recently they brought the legendary icon Milan Christopher to the motherfucking panel, this thing, girl. And so Milan was on the Atmos thing, and Milan was friending all the girls, this thing. He was friending the girls from the Maze, he was friending the girls from the Charles, he was friending the girls from here, and the girls from here, and the girls from here, from the girls from here. And then all the girls started beefing, and the girls was going at it, and the girls was in the uproar, Miss Thing. And then you know me, being a God-fearing woman, Miss Thing, bitch, I was sitting here and going back and forth, and I was watching all the apps, Miss Thing, and watching all the panels, Miss Thing. And then I seen Miss Thing, girl, and God came to me, Miss Thing, and he said, bitch, it's a two-headed snake in this motherfucking grass, Miss Thing. And he about to bite all the girls' ass, Miss Thing. So about 2 hours ago, Miss Thing, the two-headed snake ran out the grass, Miss Thing, and she's here to motherfucking bite and to eat, Miss Thing. Miss Milan Christopher has started his own family, Miss Thing. He has took all the girls' admins on his motherfucking panel, Miss Thing, so the girls don't have admin anymore on his panel, Miss Thing, and now he's at the girls, Miss Thing. And they say allegedly, you know, I gotta say allegedly, Miss Thing, because I don't want nobody to sue me, Miss Thing. They said Lady Red infiltrated the family of Milan and was in there getting the tea, Miss Thing, and everything, Miss Thing. So that's why we need to get Lady Red up here to see what Lady Red got
she's
to say.
Right now, she's in the queue.
Okay, hold on.
I'm here.
Hold on, Lady Red. Let me bring Lady Red in. Lady Red, you're in the queue, honey. Hold on, let me unmute the whole panel, honey, and take it off of that. Okay, Lady Red, you are here. What's going on, Lady Red? Lady Red, they said you infiltrated the family. What's the tea, girl?
Okay, so somebody got an echo. It's very bad. I got my headphones being bad. It ain't me. No, not me.
Hello?
Okay, I think everybody good.
Okay.
Well, to be honest, Kelly, you know, I take everything a tea, you feel what I'm saying? Especially with this bitch in number 4, they not going to come for her. You feel what I'm saying? That's my motherfucking sister. The bitch has made me messy couple. You understand what I'm saying? So anything that she tell her about, bitch, girl, I want the backlash, whatever the case is, bitch, I want it all. You understand? So basically, it was just said that I need... You understand? But at the end of the day, I'm an official bigger host now. So with me being an official bigger host, bitch, I want my deeds. Bitch, I want my money, bitch, and I want it now. Bitch, I damn sure basically don't want seeing that this ain't pages, girl, to infiltrate a motherfucking family bitch that everybody feels they're gonna go straight down this drain. So with that being said, one of my friends actually was the individual that actually infiltrated their group chat, and that's what it gave.
Ooh.
So I want to say this really quick. I want to say this really quick to the girls that's here. Hey, I'm Teddy with a Fanny. Nice to meet all you bitches. About this app called Big O. This app, Big O, I've been making coins on it for the past year. I put in hard work. So if you think you're going to come on here and just get a free motherfucking bean, bitch, you tried it, how that shit ain't work. You're going to have to put in the same motherfucking effort, bitch. I might not be mother in ballroom, but, bitch, I am mother here. So welcome me, welcome you, bitch. And that's just that on that. Now, what I did was, you know, my family, the main subject, I recruit bad bitches. I thought Milan was a bad bitch. Let me go ahead and talk about it. I thought Milan was a bad bitch, so I brought her to my family. You feel me? I still think she's a bad bitch. But then, you know, the comments get real reckless. You know, they say a lot of shit. And she kicked one of my family members. So, bitch, the number one rule in the main subject is you cannot kick no family members, bitch. And that's just that on that. So she was heavy on the kick, so I removed her badge, and she started her own family.
I need to see see Madame Lowe, Miss Saint Girl. I don't see her, Miss Saint Girl. Honey, okay? Because, bitch, the way these motherfucking numbers keep jumping, it's a mistake. Y'all fucking with my contacts, mistake, bitch, okay? Bitch, damn. Let me tell you something. Hold on. Madame Lowe, where are you at?
You said ghetto. All you doing over there is playing Smash Your Pants.
First of all, I got this. I got her, Lady Red. Ghetto? Mistake, yes, it may be ghetto, bitch. But, honey, when you look at the numbers and what we're doing over here, bitch, I never once, mistake, bitch, and everybody, and Milan said it's begging, or whoever else said it's begging, mistake, bitch, I ain't asked a bitch to send me a motherfucking thing, bitch, okay, baby? Bitch, if you motherfucking, you bitches don't know, y'all better ask somebody, baby. Go look at the motherfucking leaderboard, bitch. Our bitch is climbing, bitch, the leaderboard, mistake, bitch, okay? Bitch, the last time I checked, I was at number 14 on the leaderboard, bitch. I was sending out motherfucking Super Dragons and Family Shields all motherfucking night long last night, bitch. Clearing the motherfucking boards, mistake, bitch. You bitches don't want to play with me?
Go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, bitch, I'm here for the shit, bitch. I'm here to wake it the fuck up, bitch, okay? Bitch, I'm not going to talk about the bag, bitch. I'm going to send bitches the bag.
Hold on, you said his credit score
went in
and became a
weird.
Miss Milan, really
keep
it cute,
okay? Well, listen, say your credit score, Miss
Say, girl, because wait. I'm being real motherfucking nice, bitch. But I will say this, bitch. Don't no bitch shake my tree. Bitch, don't no ass shake my motherfucking tree, bitch. You better keep it the fuck cute, bitch. Real talk.
Her credit score, Miss Say, girl. You just got your credit score up, Miss Say, because you was on Love & Hip Hop, Miss Say. Because, girl, I remember when you and, I'm not going to say the other person's name because I ain't got no problem with him, and his cousin, Miss Say, girl, was living in that motherfucking abandoned motherfucking penthouse in motherfucking L.A., Miss Say, girl, honey, okay? And y'all wasn't paying rent, Miss Say, and y'all was sleeping on air mattresses. Okay, and y'all was sleeping on motherfucking air mattresses, honey. Don't motherfucking do me, mistake. Okay, don't do me, bitch. Girls wanna feel fat, mistake, bitch, because they go from motherfucking the east side of motherfucking Chicago to Beverly Hills, bitch. But when you were sleeping on that air mattress, they get fucking on that air mattress, mistake, girl. And she was riding. I love the, oh, but don't do me, Milan. Don't do me over here, bitch, okay? Bitch, because you know it get crazy over here. I'm trying to find that girl. I don't know.
Steven,
yeah, I see Steven. Let me ask Steven.
Y'all know I'm doing my rounds. Y'all know I'm able to go right now, so y'all know I'm...
Yes, baby. Steven, you are here. Baby, I'm telling you, y'all better stop. I'm trying to be nice over here. I'm really trying to be nice. Okay.
Yeah, they don't understand that, Kelly, that you and one of the best families on this motherfucking app. They don't understand that, bitch.
Listen, I'm trying. We just trying to eat, mistake, and help everybody else eat, mistake. We just trying to have a good time, mistake. But girls always want to come and kick the motherfucking door, mistake. Stop kicking at the fucking door, bitch. If you gonna come to our bitch motherfucking door, mistake, bitch, knock that bitch off the motherfucking hinges, bitch. Don't motherfucking kick at it.
And Tati, I definitely want to go ahead and give you your credit when it's due, bitch. For you to just come on this app, bitch, you had made like three changes. You became a host. You became a part of my family. Bitch, your beans are eating it. Bitch, and this is your first month. I want to say, no shade, you are eating it. No shade, bitch, you are eating it. So go ahead, bitch.
Thank you,
Tay.
I just
want to
say,
bitch,
thank you for coming on this app for the longest. And I've been procrastinating for boosting, for loving this thing. But you don't have to come through and shut this down.
It's no shade. If you in the comment section and you wanna occupy seat number 6 or seat number 8, please hit me up and let me know Hello. Is it gone? Okay. And I'll bring you up, mistake. It's no shade, baby. If you not pass level 15, when I look it down in the comments, baby, I'm not just gonna have you just sitting up here. I'm not gonna have you sitting up here with the lights I'm not going to have you girls sitting up here with the likes of, you know, my fab girls like that if you're not past level 15, this same girl, okay? Because that's what happened. That's what happened. The girls came and let Milan Christopher come sit up on their panels, mistake, and she wasn't even leveled up, mistake, to be sitting on the girls' panels. So I ain't going to have no bitches just coming and sitting up on my panel and think you're going to come and get in here and level up with the fab girls. We not doing that no more, mistake, okay? Moving forward, if you ain't at a certain level, bitch, you can't come sit on a panel, mistake, if you ain't that bitch. It's no shame. Because you sit here and you let these motherfucking factors come and sit on the motherfucking panel, bitch, and then they think they the shit.
Hey, baby.
Okay? So let me see, bitch. If you in the request and you ain't past a certain level, you can't come sit on this motherfucking panel, Miss Thang Girl. It's no shade, honey. Hold on. Oh, bitch. Oh, wait. Hold on. You know this bitch is going to come sit on this motherfucking panel, Miss Thang, bitch. Baby, bitch. Listen. Hold on. Wait. Number six, you gotta go. Number six, you gotta go. Let me tell you something. Wait. Hold on. I gotta bring my son up here. I gotta bring my son up here because my son, motherfucking first live last night, did crazy. Okay? You know I had to bring motherfucking Bo up here.
Period.
Period,
Pooh.
So, I wanna ask because everybody. So I wanna ask Mermaid. You got a house, Mermaid. I mean, Mermaid, you got a family. So, Milan said that the girls are threatened by the family of Milan. Is your house threatened?
We stay in our lane. We just be chilling. That's about it. Absolutely nothing. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I hope the fuck it ain't got nothing to do with me. That's a lie.
Girl, your admin took. Stop being too motherfucking nice, bitch.
Oh, why was my admin took? I haven't been over there.
He took everybody admin, baby. He said, Jeffy, he said, bitch, he only gave the girls admin, mistake, because he wanted the girls to have their people come over there, mistake. I told y'all that was that two-headed snake. I thought it was going to be a couple of weeks. I thought it was going to be a couple of weeks alone before he came and bit the girls, bitch. But she came and said, bitch, no, I'm biting these bitches now.
We took the badge, and that's when all hell broke loose. We took the first shot.
Oh, okay.
She could snake us. We seen one false move and we paid it.
Without a face, baby. When I come and do my platform mistake, I put on a face. So why y'all bitches want me to wipe off my motherfucking makeup and say, bitch, don't do me?
And look at your numbers, though. People are only sitting on their panels at 1K and 2K, and they trying to do what you do, and it don't work like that. You got everybody got to make it work for them. So
Echo.
You definitely got to,
yo, like, these bitches are really crazy. Like, wow. Like, I'm gagging. But no, I gagged the other day, though. I gagged the other day when Bo was on a panel. Bo was on a panel the other day, and we sitting here, and they got my son in the panel, bitch, and we come to the panel like, but bitch, how the fuck is he in the panel, bitch? And we sitting, and neither one of us is on the app.
Okay, bitch,
I need my Chanel bag to be like Mother Tay's bag, Miss Tay, girl, honey, okay? Bitch, so I ain't got to tap those EBT bags, Miss Tay, okay? Don't worry, sis. I got you, sis. Every time it. Oh. Yes, sweetie. What's up, daddy? What's good? I know that's right, daddy. Ooh. Oh, you sending our super dragons, Weezy? What's good, daddy? What's good, daddy? No, don't come back to the camera, daddy. Oh, shit. Weezy, what's up, daddy? Come back to the camera. Oh,
Just catch me later on my live. Love you, Kelly. I'll see y'all later.
Love you. Okay. Bye. Let's see. Okay, we gonna bring the iCard up here, honey.
So I grabbed my laptop. I'm about to send out.
You about to what?
No, I'm about to recharge so I can send out.
I'm going live, everybody.
Yes, listen.
You be showing us a lot of love, so you know I gotta still spread love at the Brooklyn Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Moet and everything keep me pissed.
Yeah. That'll get me hype.
Oh.
Now they're writing letters because they miss me.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for being
here. No, I'm coming up.
Huh? With who?
With
a
little nice blue.
That's the family shield.
What's up, kid? Go ahead, Weezy. I'm number 5. I look real poor.
Hey, baby.
I'm being trained tonight because I ain't got no haircut and I'm not cutting my hair. It's like the train moving forward.
We know it's a verse set.
It's always a verse set.
Thank you.
Always a flower don't sit.
Please be a top.
This call is
monitored
recorded
for your training purposes. Please be a top.
But I tell you, I love this app.
Look at Larry. Okay.
It's
a
little
coming up here for me.
Yeah. Let the watch, baby. Let the watch. So let me tell you, JJ, so what happened, allegedly, because you know you're going to say allegedly, because you know I'm a brand mistake, bitch, and I don't want nobody suing me mistake. So allegedly, Milan kicked one of the maids mistake. Her shield was revoked mistake. So she has the house of Milan open. She has the family of Milan over here now mistake. And she is at all the girls right now mistake. So we don't. So what we don't do to the people that's in the comment section. What I don't do is I. Oh shit, bitch! Bitch, Jesus, take the wheel, bitch! Oh shit, bitch! Oh shit, bitch! Did y'all see that? That was a super dragon mistake. $250 super dragon. It's who?
Money Man. I don't live in the hood, but you can definitely pull up. You want to pull up?
I ain't got time. First of all, let me say this, okay? If I'm gonna read and go back and forth at it with someone, I'm gonna read and I'm gonna go back and forth with Milan. I'm not gonna go back and forth with his help. Okay? Because the help is beneath me. Okay? So if Milan would like to pull up and me and Milan can go back and forth at it, we could do that. But the help, I'm never gonna argue with the help. Because the only thing they can do is carry my motherfucking bag.
They say now Milan is reading you.
Well, let her read, Miss A, girl. Reading is fundamental, Miss A. He needs to know that.
They said they are watching us right now.
Let the watch, honey. Watch those numbers. as those numbers climb. Because, see, I'm a bitch that's about numbers, Miss A. Bitch, I'm not going to be watching nobody else's shit, bitch, and my numbers is pushing the way my numbers need to be pushing.
Hold on,
Let me see your phone. Come here. Come here for a second. Brandon. Come here, because I can't move out the camera. I got to go pee. Hold on. I gotta bring my other co-host in to the panel, baby, so I can go pee, you know, because I can't leave the camera, but I got to go pee. I'm going to get Miss Millard. Come sit right here while I pee.
Thank you.
What's up, y'all?
Nasty, nasty.
She's not in the request.
Tell them I'm in the request. Whoever's watching my live, let him know that Kelly's in the request. Let him know I'm in the request.
Like it's underbranded. Yo, you gotta catch them.
I like it nasty, nasty.
You gotta catch
them. I like it nasty, nasty. We at the
nasty.
It's
underbranded. I didn't know. Look.
They said, what's the name, Kelly?
Baby, they know. I gotta tell them, bitch. They know.
Why are you scared now, girl? That's crazy. This is that public
thing. Hi, what's going on?
What's
the thing?
Kelly.
What's the tea, my love? What's going on? So what I'm not going to do because I know y'all want me to come up here. I know y'all want me to come up here and y'all want to be real loud. Y'all want me to be real loud and real disrespectful. But that's not what I'm going to do. Hello, can you hear me now? Milan, if we're going to go back and forth at it, Milan, I'm going to go back and forth with you, Milan, but I'm not going to go back and forth with your help, bitch, because that's not what I'm going to do. The only thing your help can do for me is carry my motherfucking bag. I'm not kicking. Nobody has admin on my thing, baby, and nobody has got kicked on my thing. Baby, that's a fucking lie, baby, because no one has admin on my page, baby. You can go look at the comments. Nobody got kicked off your live or none of your house members. So if a bitch is going to sit here and lie and tell you they got kicked, you can look at the comments. Nobody got kicked on my live. So tell your girlfriends and your minions that want to sit here and start shit, bitch, nobody got kicked on my shit because no one has admin to my motherfucking shit. Ain't nobody in the house of Milan got kicked off my live because nobody has admin.
I've been on here, Milan. I've been on yours.
So tell him to try again.
So what's up, bro?
What's up? What you want? I'm here. Bitch, y'all got a whole lot to say, bitch. I'm motherfucking here. I'm here, bitch. And I'm at Milan, and I'm at my motherfucking co-founder, that fake and phony motherfucking bitch, too. What's up? Bitch, what's the tea? Y'all motherfucking talking shit, bitch, and I'm motherfucking in. So what's good? What's good? I'm trying to figure out, because y'all at my motherfucking door, bitch. I ain't at y'all motherfucking door, because my numbers are doing real cute over here on my live. I ain't thinking about y'all. I'm over on my live, and I'm talking shit on my live with my 2,000 plus people on my live. Every day, Milan, I only talk on my panel on Monday nights, Milan. Other than that, Milan, I'm playing games. So how am I bringing your name up, Lila? I only said what I see, Milan. We're not, my love, baby. Milan, but everybody started from someplace, from Milan, baby. Milan, don't act like Milan. You keep talking about Beverly Hills, Milan. But you remember when you were sleeping on the floor, Milan? But Milan, do you remember when you were sleeping on the floor, Milan, and you was calling escorts over, Milan? Do you remember? Do you remember when you were sleeping on the floor in L.A. before you moved to Beverly Hills and you was calling escorts over, Miss Day, and escorts was coming over slaying you, Milan? Okay? Okay? Do you remember when you was getting fucked by the escort? But do you remember, do you remember my son dog walking you for that $250? Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Do you remember my son dog walking you for that $250? Do you remember that fake Lamborghini, Milan, that you was riding around in? Do you remember that fake Lamborghini that you was riding around in, Milan? What about that fake Lamborghini? The U-Haul was real, but was the Lamborghini real? Was the Lamborghini real that you was riding around in? The Lamborghini. The Lamborghini. It was fake. Oh, yeah, I was in the project that I bought a house. Okay. And you, are you still calling escorts? Are you still calling escorts? Are you still calling escorts? Yeah, you can drop me, baby. You know, baby, drop me on, Brandon. Take that phone, Miss Say Girl. She's sitting over here, Miss Say Girl. Let me unmute my panel, Miss Say Girl. Let me unmute my panel, Miss Say. Milan, don't do me, Miss Say Girl, because I'll call my son from L.A., Miss Say. That dog walked you on that motherfucking carpet, Miss Say, for that
$250.
Oh, yeah, she had a fake Lambo, Miss Say Girl, honey, okay? Everything about Milan Christopher is fake, Miss Say. All the shit she got on her Wikipedia page, Miss Say, girl, all that shit fake. Bitch, please, okay? Sitting in here trying to be a motherfucking rapper, bitch, with that motherfucking auto tune, bitch. Girl, her numbers ain't doing nothing on iTunes or none of those motherfucking charts, Miss Say, girl, please.
Girl,
she's sitting up here talking about she about to use Barbie Light and Saucy Santana, Miss Say, to make a song with her. Miss Say.
$1,000
day. Yo, listen, let me tell y'all something. Who? Me? I got it on 30. I ain't trying to rape the girls. Oh, what the hell? Hold on, let me unmute Bo. Hold on. Go ahead.
Hey, I just feel like it's a lot to
host
the panel. You gotta mute the panel, you gotta unmute. You gotta
Oh shit, hold on.
You gotta kick out. I think you should get your point, no shame. Should nobody complain if you don't like it, start your own panel.
Okay, hold on, let me bring everybody back. Hold on. Let me tell you something. Hold on. Wait, where's it at? I need this to come up. I need this to play. Hold on. Wait, what? Okay, wait. There we go. Hold on. Where's it at? Hold on. Let me get it. Oh, I opened it up too many times. Let me close this. Let me tell y'all something. See, one thing about me is, mistake, bitch, I'm a bitch about facts, mistake, and a motherfucking thing. Hold on, because my shit, let me get it here. Value, turn the value up. Hold on, I got you, boo. Hold on, I got you. Hold on, wait, where is it playing from? Wait, hold on. Let me close that out. I got you, boo. I got you. Here you go. Here you go. Let's go. Hold on. Did y'all hear him? Wait, y'all got to hear the beginning when he say his name. I'm going to back it up, and then I'm going to bring it in. So when you hear his name, hold on, wait, hold on. Okay, hold on. Let me mute the piano. Hold on. Wait, where's it at? Wait, hold on. Where's it at? Where's my window? Where's my window? Hold on. Give me a second. Let me find my window first. Let me find my window. Where am I at? Hold on. Wait, where's my window at? Where did it go? Wait, I gotta find my window. Where did it go? Okay, where the fuck is my window at? Hold on, because I got so many fucking windows open over here. You know, I gotta have multiple windows when I'm doing the show. Hold on. Okay, wait, hold on. I'm gonna close out all of these fucking windows, and then I'll find it again. Hold on. Lord Christopher. Here we go. Yeah, they want to keep waiting. Hold on. Let me let y'all hear it close, and then I'll play it for y'all so y'all can hear it. Y'all heard her name. Milan Christopher has doubts about the Lamborghini. Milan Christopher and her fake Lamborghini, honey. She had doubts about the Lamborghini, they say, got it. Now, she had doubts because it was fake. Milan, stop playing with me, fella. Stop playing with me. Y'all know I'm always here for the shit. Let me bring my panel back, honey. Okay. Milan, stop playing with me. This is not what you want. I'm telling you. No, she couldn't afford it, and then we did research on the place, mistake. They make fake Lamborghinis so it can look like they're real, mistake, bitch. We did our research when we pumped that tea back in the days on motherfucking Blog Talk Radio.
I can't tell you it's not on the shade room, big girl.